Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey, in today for Lori Walsh. Craig Price has had spent two decades in the law enforcement field. In 2011, he was selected as the 13th superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol by then-Governor Dennis Dugard. Price has now been selected as the Secretary of Public Safety and will serve in this role under Kristi Noem. Secretary Price joins us on the phone from Pierre now. Mr. Price, welcome to In the Moment.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate the invite.
All right. Let's start by simply allowing you to introduce yourself to our audience and elaborate, if you will, on your career up until this point, and then we'll get into your new position.
Yeah, no, sounds good. I have, as you mentioned, I've been in law enforcement for just over 21 years. I graduated from Redfield High School, and my parents still live in Redfield, and my in-laws do as well. I went to SDSU, where I received a degree in a Bachelor of Science in wildlife management, and I had originally intended on maybe being a game warden, but those jobs were extremely hard to come by. So I had a good friend that said, "Gal, I'm a highway patrol trooper, and this is a great job. You should think about applying." So I did, and was fortunately hired, and I worked as a state trooper for a couple of years. Then I applied with the Division of Criminal Investigation, where I became a special agent for the next 12 years, where I held a variety of positions: drug investigator, general crime investigator. I was the crime lab director for the forensic lab here in Pierre for about 5 years, and then ended my career at DCI as the assistant director in charge of the administrative operations just prior to Governor Dugard appointing me to be the superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol back in 2011. So I have been the superintendent of the Highway Patrol for the last 8 years almost, and I just reflect back on that time as some of the best times that I've had, not because of the work that we do so much, but just because of the great people that we employ. Just law enforcement hires and employs some of the best people that are out there, and we got a great staff all across the state. As I transition into the cabinet secretary role for Governor Noem, I'm just really looking to continue having oversight and working with the Highway Patrol, but I'm really excited to learn about the other 12 agencies in the Department of Public Safety. I've been a Department of Public Safety employee while I was the colonel, but I really tried to stay in my lane and focus on Highway Patrol matters, and it was a full-time job that took all of my attention. So I have a lot to learn over in this new role, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've already met with all of the agency supervisors and talked about expectations and different things that we want to achieve and accomplish, and I have a great team that I'm surrounded with, and really looking forward to this new challenge.
So then, was the superintendent role with the South Dakota Highway Patrol the highest position you could have obtained in that department?
Yeah, the superintendent of the Highway Patrol is the highest position within the agency. So, yeah, exactly.
So then, that was in Pierre, so you didn't have far to travel when you transitioned.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have to move houses, and I did have to move offices, but thankfully it was just right upstairs of my old office. So, again, I've been coming to work to this building for the last 8 years and have a real good relationship with everybody that works in here. So I'm in a real good spot, I think, just to hit the ground running and continuing on a lot of good projects that we already have going and identifying some new ones that we at the Department of Public Safety see that we should be doing, or, you know, the citizens or the stakeholders that we work with every day. There's some things that we want to do to make sure we keep the public as safe as possible. And I think there's a lot of good ways that we can do that and an impact that we can continue to make.
Take us back, Secretary Price, if you will, to the moment that you were approached to take this position. And maybe you can allude to who actually approached you, if it was actually Governor Noem. Talk about that process, if you will.
Yeah, no, I'd be honored to. It was Governor Noem. We had a meeting during the transition phase, and she invited me to stay after the meeting and have a conversation with her about the department as a whole. And we met and had a really good conversation. I'll tell you what, she talked through and asked me what I knew about her public safety plan, which I was excited to pass along some of the ideas that I had and highlight some of the things and goals that she wants to achieve. And really the goals and things that she wants to achieve, and really specifically to the methamphetamine problem. I mean, that really almost gives me goosebumps up my spine, because that's such a huge problem that we're seeing. It continues to grow, and she's ready to tackle it and come with results on how we can improve and make this thing better. And so we had a discussion. I was super excited about the goals and ideas and topics that she had, and I'm very blessed and thankful that she thought that I would be the right person to run this department, because it's a big deal, and it's important, and it's a lot of responsibility, but I look forward to the challenge, and I look forward to helping her accomplish the things that she wants to accomplish during her time as governor.
We're going to get into exactly what the Department of Public Safety is all about, but since we're talking about Governor Noem, we've heard her really stress the fact that she's all about fighting illegal drugs and the opioid crisis in South Dakota, and that is on the forefront of her mind. And how closely will you work with her on doing exactly what she wants to achieve?
Oh, I think extremely close. I'm going to be taking my direction from her, and we're going to be bringing her ideas on problems that are out there and the ways that we can best resolve those. And I don't think that there will be anything other than working as a good cohesive team to address these issues. And again, we've already had some conversations, and I've had conversations with my team over here at DPS and specifically the Highway Patrol, because, you know, they're out there every day interdicting this stuff off the highways. And I think we're going to all be working hand in hand, but not only at the state level. It's also very apparent that, you know, we're going to continue to work with those out in the field that are local level, whether you're a local police department, sheriff's office, other state agency or federal agency. We're all going to be working together to try to address this problem. And it's not just going to be, you know, law enforcement. It's going to take citizens, educators, everybody out there to get on the same page to hopefully make an impact. One thing that I've always held as far as a position with law enforcement here in South Dakota, and I'm involved in some, you know, specifically in the International Association of Chiefs of Police. I'm on their executive board, so I have a unique opportunity to hear from other law enforcement from all across the country on how they work together, things that they do, issues they tackle, plans they make to best address things such as the meth problem. And I'm proud to say that in South Dakota, law enforcement works together about as well as anybody does across the whole country. We see these things really as community problems that we're not going to tackle independently. The Highway Patrol is not just going to go out and make a difference. The Minnehaha County Sheriff's Office isn't just going to go out and make a difference on their own. We all have to work together to address this, and we've been doing that, and we're going to continue to do that, and hopefully that'll fit right in. I'm confident that it will fit right in with the plan that Governor Noem has to address this. There's also other components to the meth problem in addition to the enforcement. You know, you have the treatment part of it, the prevention part of it that fall outside of the Department of Public Safety. But we have to be able to work on a day-to-day basis with all those people so that we can come up with the best plan possible and then actually implement it, have some accountability to it so we can produce real results that mean something, not just talking about it or not just doing things here and there. We want to produce results that really make a difference.
While it may sound obvious to most, what exactly is the vision and what does the South Dakota Department of Public Safety do?
Well, really what we do is we want to provide the best possible service so that South Dakota citizens and visitors and residents can be safe, live well, work well, and raise their families. There's so many different things that we provide, and I know I've talked a lot about the Highway Patrol, but we have agencies. We have the Highway Safety Office, the Fire Marshal's Office, Emergency Management, and when there's a disaster in your town, whether it be a flood, whether it be a tornado, whether it be a bad blizzard, when there's an emergency in your community, we have the Office of Emergency Management that responds and works with local folks so we can get you the assistance you need to get through the disaster and recover. We have the 911 coordinator for the entire state of South Dakota that works for us, weights and measures, driver licensing. And just last year in July, we acquired the Victim Services Unit from DSS, was moved over to the Department of Public Safety. And that office works with victims of crime all across the state and different service providers so that if you are a victim, you can get the services you need, whether it be grant fund dollars, whether it be direct funds, whatever the case might be. Our victim services coordinators and their office, so to speak, works right with those people. So while the Highway Patrol is the most visible, you know, very likely, we have a lot of other departments within DPS that do make a significant impact on your safety right at home.
So you've since retired from the Highway Patrol, correct?
Well, I didn't retire from the Highway Patrol. I got 22 years on, and I'm still a state employee, and I would just call it. I promoted up into the cabinet secretary position, so I'll still have oversight of the superintendent, and he or she will report directly to me when we get a new one selected.
Okay, so let's take a moment now and get into the legislative session that we're currently in. Do you and your department have any plans on bringing any sort of legislation to the table at this point?
Yeah, we have four bills that we've submitted. One is just an annual update to the motor carrier regulations that come down from the federal government. That bill has passed its first initial committee hearing. We then have a couple different Senate bills that revolve around driver licensing issues. One being if you're arrested for driving under the influence and you have a blood alcohol content of 0.02 or below, we want to make it available for you to have 120 days to request an administrative hearing and to apply for a work permit during that time frame, so that you can actually continue to work and you just don't have your license revoked and not valid. Then Senate Bill 12. Which is, we just got to bring some statutes in compliance so that when law enforcement requests your blood or other bodily substance to determine whether or not you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol, that you can actually test and follow through with those. If they're refused upon, then you can make sure that those statutes are in line so that driver licensing can deal with those licenses appropriately, and that we have the ability to test those substances for those particular issues that you might be dealing with. And then we have a House bill that we're just asking that we get the permission and the statutory authority to do background checks on certain employees of the Department of Public Safety that do background checks, or excuse me, that do state inspections. Our Weights and Measures Division has state inspectors all across the state, and they do an important job. They go into schools, they go into grocery stores, they go into a lot of different public places to inspect scales and other things that they're responsible for. And we just want to make sure that we have the ability to do background checks on those folks before we send them out and to do those important jobs and those roles. So those are the four bills that we have, and I'm pleased to announce that all four of them have passed their initial committee hearing. So now it goes on to the bigger body and then over to the other House if it passes, and we'll continue to work those and hopefully bring them to a successful conclusion.
I know it's very important to you to keep people safe on our South Dakota highways. What can you expand upon what happens next to make sure that we keep doing that?
Well, I think it's important. You know, the Highway Patrol is the most visible agency that we have, but there's other departments within DPS that are also right on that front line of making sure that we get the best message out there possible to keep our highways safe. You know, the Office of Highway Safety engages in marketing campaigns where they, you know, there's commercials on TV, there's different things that we sponsor. We get our message out about wearing your seatbelt, not drinking and driving while paying attention. You know, don't be distracted, I guess, so to speak, when you're driving. Our driver's license office, you know, they make sure that people who come in and get their driver's license are well prepared for that and have all the minimum requirements met so that they can go out and safely operate a motor vehicle. And then, of course, the Highway Patrol troopers that are out there engaging every day in highway safety activities. One thing in particular that we've done within the Highway Patrol is we identify areas where we have high crash rates, or we have a large number or a higher number of fatal crashes. And then we ask those troopers in those squad areas to make enforcement plans and education plans around those areas so that they can go out and hopefully make a difference. And we've experienced some success with that. I think that, you know, it's one thing for me to sit in Pier and, you know, all of us in Pier think we have all the answers. Well, that's not the case. Nobody knows the issues better than those folks that live out and work in the areas in which we're stationed. So we ask those troopers to come up with a plan, an idea of how they can have a positive impact on making our highways safer in an area that they want to focus on. And we see some real good results from that. Because again, they are focused on those areas and they make a plan, hold themselves accountable, achievable, and then they can report back. And we're going to continue doing that into the future, because making those pointed efforts on those areas where those problems exist works.
You've kind of touched on this a little bit, and it's been a real short time since you've took this position. And we're talking to Secretary Price. He's the Secretary of Public Safety for South Dakota. And what have you learned thus far that has maybe stuck out to you that you didn't think you'd learn this quickly?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with the legislative process. So, and as you can probably tell when I recite our bills, I'm not real fluid on some of that yet. But I have a fantastic staff that works here, and they are hardworking employees that want to make a difference and want to do the right thing. And I am so impressed when something comes across my table, or I need a question answered, or I need some stats run down, or I need a specific answer to whatever the issue might be. The staff is working their tails off to get that stuff so that we can make decisions, get the information to who it needs to get to, and make decisions to get the results that we're looking for. So I think that, while it's not surprising to me because I've worked here for so long, I'm just really impressed with how dedicated our state employees are. And I see that in Pierre here every day because I work with them. I see them every morning. We have meetings, you know, typically most of the day on different topics and issues. And they are public servants to the core. And they want to do what's right, what's best. And they really believe in the mission of the Department of Public Safety.
On the national level, the United States is in the longest government shutdown in its history. Has this affected your department in any way?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't really affected our department in a manner in which I would say it's caused us any issues or things that we need to look forward to. Now, if it continues, it might. And we're constantly reevaluating that, talking about things, you know, as far as funding goes, because we do get funding from the federal government on a variety of things. Motor carrier program is one example of that. So as it continues, and if it continues longer, we'll just continue to reevaluate as we go. And if it looks like it's going to affect us, we'll deal with it in the best manner possible and see how we can problem solve.
Not knowing exactly what your department does behind the scenes, are there any federal grants that your department would have applied for but are unable to do that due to this shutdown?
Nope, none that I'm aware of at this point. You know, federal grants come out typically all throughout the year, just depending on when they're coming out, but I have not been made aware of anything that we have not had the opportunity to apply for due to this.